All right, guys, another thing I want to talk about is pitching your show. Okay, because now you have a show. You know, the dream has become a reality, and you know, you have an audience, you know, and you have a platform. So you have a show. So now, you know, and this may not work for everyone, you know, you may not have goals as high as mine, but I want to take my show to next level, which is the master level on a bigger platform where the world can see it. So, you know, I want to pitch to the network. So, but you got to make it professional and presentable. So, you want to put together a pitch deck, you know, a business deck where you can discuss, you know, what your show is, you know, the mission statement, the target demographic, the audience that's already out there for this market, the potential growth of revenue stream, you know, where the revenue is going to come from, the type of shows that are out there that are similar to your show. You know, the potential networks that this will be a good home for. And you want to have that on kind of like a slideshow presentation. They call that a deck, just so people can really understand the vision and, you know, on the business side and on the creative side. So enough information to where an investor would want to make a financial decision on your dream, you know what I'm saying, your show. So, you know, you definitely want to put that together. And if you don't know how, again, you know, you can jump on Fiverr and get some people who do slideshow presentations for very cheap, you know, and get some good quality work done. Or you can learn how to do it yourself by, you know, looking up on YouTube and they kind of explain it to you how to get it done step by step. So look out for that information, but definitely get that done. And then, like I said before, jump on LinkedIn because for me, that was the easiest way to contact professionals. You know, in one place, you know. So I would go on the network's pages, like CBS, for example, and look at their employees section, click on that, and it shows all their employees. And I contact everyone that within that company, you know, and let them know, write them a nice professional letter of what I was trying to do. This is what I had. If they're not the decision maker in this department, please refer me. And you know, it's a numbers game after that. You know, it takes 1,000 no's to get the one yes. I think I spoke to like 1,000 people, or maybe more than that. Maybe, no, I'm sorry, sent it to 1,000 people, spoke to maybe like 20, the one, and actually got to one pitch meeting. So it's that type of numbers game. You gotta have that type of relentlessness, you know what I'm saying? So sorry, I'm a little out of breath. But yeah, so that's that. And it's not gonna, your show's not gonna be a good fit for everyone. You know what I'm saying? It's not gonna be a good fit for every network. So, you know, you kind of gotta repeat these steps over and over until you get to that one yes that's gonna be a good fit, you know, because it's gotta be a matchmaking situation as well. You know, your show has to be a good fit for the structure that network already has, you know. So take that into consideration when doing that pitch deck and pitching to a specific network. You know, it definitely has to make sense. You know, you don't want to take, you know, a video that's about animals to a network that only shows sports. You know what I'm saying? So make sure it makes sense that way. And yeah, you know. So that's my advice on the pitching your show. Good luck. Let me know.